Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of the most important jungle and old-school DNB techniques you can learn in Ableton Live 12, building an Amen Variation using resampling as a creative workflow. And I want to be clear right away, this is not about polishing a break until it sounds sterile. It's the opposite. The whole point is to take a classic Amen, chop it up, resample your own edits, and turn that material into something that feels alive, raw, and musical. In old-school DNB, the Amen is never just a loop. It's a voice. It answers the vocal, pushes the bass line, and drives that arrangement forward. So the mindset here is simple. We're not cleaning up a break, we're reanimating it. First, choose a source Amen or a similar break with strong transient contrast. You want kicks, snares, hats, and ghost notes that already have character. Drop that onto an audio track in Ableton Live, and if needed, enable warp, but don't overcorrect everything. A little instability is part of the vibe. That slightly loose feel is often what makes jungle breathe. Now pair the break with a short vocal phrase. This could be a chopped yeah, a spoken fragment, a chant, a dark one shot, anything with a clear consonant attack. The meaning matters less than the rhythm. In this style, the vocal is not a lead melody. It's punctuation. It's the human response inside the drum machine energy. A really strong starting point is to let the break establish itself in bar 1, then place the vocal as an answer near the end of bar 2 or bar 4. That call and response relationship is classic jungle language. The drums ask the question, the vocal answers, and suddenly the loop feels like a conversation instead of a static pattern. Next, right-click your Amen clip and choose sliced a new MIDI track. If you want a tight starting point, use transient slicing. If you want a more grid-based workflow, 1/8 slicing can also work. Once the slices are in a drum rack, start building a pattern that is inspired by the original break, but not trapped by it. This is where a lot of producers make the mistake of just replaying the same phrase. Instead, think in terms of phrasing. Give the first bar enough identity that the listener recognizes the source, then begin mutating it. Maybe the kick lands a little stronger on the downbeat. Maybe a ghost note sneaks into the of the beat. Maybe the snare is preceded by a tiny pickup. Maybe the hats double up for a burst of energy. Small choices make a huge difference. And here's a useful teacher tip. Keep one or two anchor hits clearly readable in each bar. In jungle, clarity comes from contrast, not from perfect cleanliness. If every hit is equally busy, nothing feels important. So let one element lead, and let the surrounding details support it. You can also split the break into a few layers inside the drum rack. For example, one chain can handle the main snare identity, another can carry ghost notes and tiny pickups, and another can hold fill moments. That layering approach gives you a lot of control without forcing the whole break to constantly do everything at once. Now bring in the vocal and treat it like a percussion instrument. If the phrase is too long, shorten it. If it has too much low end, high pass it with a Q8. A good starting point is somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the recording. Then use auto filter to shape the tone, saturator for density, and maybe echo or a small reverb for a little space. But keep it tight. The vocals should sit like a rhythmic stab, not float on top of the track like a pop hook. In this style, a vocal chop that lands cleanly on the end of a bar or the offbeat can do more for the groove than a full phrase ever could. Now for the part that really makes this lesson powerful, resampling. Route your drum and vocal group to a new audio track set to resampling. Arm that track and record 4 to 8 bars of the groove. Don't wait until everything feels perfect. The idea is to capture the interaction while it still has energy. Because once you print it, you're not just working with MIDI anymore. You're working with a performance. You're freezing the way the break, vocal, saturation, compression, and timing all interact. That's huge. Because the best jungle and old-school DNB edits often feel like they've been performed, not programmed. After you've recorded the resample, find the strongest section and consolidate it. Keep the timing alive unless something is really off. A few slight imperfections can actually help the groove feel more human and more urgent. You can also reverse tiny sections, trim tails, or use very short slices to create tension. Now take that resampled audio and re-edit it into a new Amen Variation. This is where the loop becomes its own identity. Cut it, rearrange it, and listen for opportunities to keep a familiar accent while changing the phrase shape. For example, maybe bar 1 keeps the classic break feel, but bar 2 swaps a hat for a vocal hit. Maybe bar 3 opens up more space for the bass. Maybe bar 4 uses a reverse tail and a tiny fill to lead back into the loop. The trick is to vary through subtraction, replacement, and revoicing. You don't need to add more and more layers. Often the most powerful move is to remove something and let the remaining hits hit harder. That's a very old-school jungle principle. The break stays recognizable, but the edit becomes the hook. At this point, process the resampled layer with controlled grit. EQ 8 is your first stop. Cut any mud in the low mids if the resample feels cloudy, and only tame the harsh upper mids if necessary. Then add drum bus for glue and edge, but don't overdo the boom if you already have a sub-heavy bass line. A little saturator after that can add a nice clip density. Glue compressor can help bind the whole thing together with just a couple of dB of gain reduction. The key is balance. You want character, not mush. You want a battered old break record energy, but you still need punch. If you want extra underground grime, you can use Redux very subtly on a parallel chain, but go easy. Indeed NB, a small amount of digital abrasion goes a long way. Now let's lock the vocal into the arrangement as a switch-up tool. Place it where the listener needs a cue. That might be at the top of the drop, before a drum fill, right before the bass enters, or in the last bar before the loop resets. This helps the track feel structured, not just looped. A nice advanced move is to send the vocal to a short echo return so it gets width, without filling the center of the mix. You can also automate the filter frequency or transpose slightly across sections to keep the vocal moving. If the track wants a darker edge, subtle frequency shifter or corpus treatment can make the vocal feel a little more haunted and metallic. Then shape the bass around the drums and vocal, not against them. In this style, the bass should leave room for the break details. Whether you use operator, wave-eatable, or analog, keep the sub mono with utility, and use sidechain compression if needed so the low end doesn't smear across the drum transients. A great jungle mix always feels like a conversation. The break speaks, the vocal answers, the bass pushes back, and the resampled break returns with a new attitude. That interplay is what creates motion. Next, automate the transition point so the loop feels like a section of a tune instead of a stack clip. Automate auto filter cutoff on the resampled break. Automate reverb send on the vocal leading into changes. Automate delay feedback at the end of bars for tension. You can even nudge saturator drive upward into a switch for extra pressure. Think in phrases, not just bars. If one section stays a little simpler, the next one will feel like a mutation. If every section is equally busy, the ear stops tracking the form. So give the arrangement some breathing room. Then print a final performance pass. Resample the full drum, vocal and bass interaction again and treat that as your final audio document. This is a very efficient way to work in advanced DNB because once the groove is right, committing can be faster than endlessly tweaking. At the end, organize your versions clearly. Keep a main version, a dirtier resample version, and maybe a stripped-down version for intros or transition sections. That way you have options later in the arrangement. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overchop the amen so it loses identity. Don't use the vocal like a full lead line. Don't resample too early before the groove is convincing. Don't let the low end get vague under the break. And don't slam the drum bus so hard that the transients disappear. A really useful advanced tip is to treat the amen like a phrasing system. Think setup, answer, interruption, release. That's what makes old school jungle feel like it's talking. If the variation only changes notes and not phrase shape, it can still feel static. But if you move the energy around, the section starts to breathe. Another great idea is to build the break in layers. One layer is the core amen, one is ghost notes and tiny pickups, and one is a fill layer used sparingly. Then arrange them so the track evolves every few bars without becoming overcrowded. You can also create answer bars, where every second bar responds to the first with a dropout, a vocal punch, or a more aggressive fill. That call and answer structure is incredibly effective in DNB. For sound design, try a parallel dirty chain if you want more attitude. One chain can be clean and punchy, another can be crushed or slightly degraded. Blend them for weight without losing snap. You can also experiment with a very subtle degraded pass, where you clip the input a bit, shorten a few tails, or add a touch of bit reduction. Use that version as an accent, not the main event. And for arrangement, remember that the amen variation can act like a hinge. It's often the thing that connects the intro to the drop, or the breakdown to the next section. A strong loop isn't just something to listen to. It's something that moves the track forward. If you want to practice this properly, set a 15-minute timer. Find one amen and one vocal phrase. Slice the break into a drum rock and make an 8-bar pattern. Place the vocal on bars 2, 4, 6, and 8 as a rhythmic answer. Resample the groove. Re-edit that resample into a new 4-bar variation with at least one removed kick, one extra ghost note, one vocal replacement for a drum hit, and one reversed or truncated fill. Then process it with EQ8, saturator, and drum bass, and test it against a simple bass note or reese. The goal is to end up with one loop that feels like a real section of a track, not just a practice idea. So the big takeaway is this. In Ableton Live 12, the magic of jungle and old school DNB comes from editing, resampling, and re-editing the break until it becomes its own instrument. Keep the break recognizable, let the vocal act like punctuation, and use resampling to capture the groove and reshape it into something new. That's how you get that raw, urgent, DJ-friendly energy. Now go make that amen speak.